you know, we're really facing, Kentucky itself is facing this time of unprecedented change, not just with climate change, but we're seeing this huge decline in coal revenues, and that hurts those coal severance taxes, and that means that there are counties that are really hurting. And yes, we can just look at Martin County, where they're, you know, where they're having law enforcement gaps at night because they just can't afford it anymore. So how would you improve economic development in a way that is just, it provides a just transition for these communities while keeping in mind renewable energy and this transition to make ourselves more resilient against climate change?
We have to create jobs in areas outside of Lexington and Louisville and Northern Kentucky. And this governor, you've seen very little effort at that. And we've got to create good jobs in as many fields as possible. And they ought to be fields in the of the future. So when I talk about agritech, it's that we live in a world of climate change and changing weather patterns, yet we have a growing world population and we have to feed them. That means that this will never be more important. And so you look at the jobs from ensuring the seed that goes into the ground is the strongest it can be. And, you know, there are chemists and geneticists that work on that. To the data analytics of when it's going to stop raining, so when you plant, when you harvest. To even the automation of the tractor now that's analyzing every inch of soil, because we've got to take advantage of every acre, not every field. Those are jobs that we can create across Western Kentucky, for instance, that's seen plummeting coal jobs. They're jobs we can create in many parts of Eastern Kentucky. I believe that jobs in healthcare, we've seen once we expanded Medicaid and created Connect, that we saw healthcare take off in rural Kentucky. You know, right now I'm fighting against the federal government's attempt to eliminate expanded Medicaid, which would eliminate $15 billion from those communities. But I think we can innovate again, because Connect was the gold standard. We showed that we could do things here in Kentucky that no one else could do, and we ought to lead the way. Especially in Eastern Kentucky, we've got to invest in infrastructure. And in this race, you hear people talk about broadband, and that's important, but it's not the only thing. Too many areas of Eastern Kentucky don't have the water and sewer that they desperately need if we're going to attract business, not just industry, but business. And there are parts of Eastern Kentucky that don't have clean drinking water and don't have water that you can even bathe in. You know, Martin County is the example we talk about a lot, but there are others. But I'll say in Martin County, you know, we went into Martin County. It had been too long, and we produced a really detailed report where we learned that at least three times that the Martin County Water District had gotten a blueprint to get back to clean water, to get to a place where they could provide that basic right to people, and they hadn't followed any of the steps. And so we're pushing for the strongest step, an outside receiver to come in, because they will immediately fix it. They don't have any other pressures but to fix it. And the people there deserve that drinking water and bathing water that's clean right away, and we can't attract industry to a place that doesn't have it.